Check, check, check. J.B.M. The best podcast in the whole Blood Clot Nation. Well, it's just a little podcast that we find entertaining for our purposes. So, welcome to the J.B.M. show, where you can have entertainment, where you can have natural discussion without any chemicals involved, right? Today, I want to talk about people who always try to make you feel like you aren't the person, the badass, the successful person, the responsible person, the person who you try to make better every single day, the person that try to does the right thing, the person who is generous, who is caring, who does what it takes. People like to put people down. I hate that shit. Who hates that shit? Oh, look, I think everyone's hands up. It's not just mine. Why is the question? That's what I want to discuss today. Why is it that people like to put people down to make themselves feel better? Or why do people try to shit on people's parade just so they could get attention, which therefore makes the other person feel like shit? Why, when is it, when we're having a bad day, we don't do that? We hold ourselves accountable for our own bad day, but there's not a lot of people like that. If they're having a bad day, you have to have a bad day too. You know? It's unbelievable. I just don't get it. I mean, we have to look out for this, man. It's like a contagious disease that a lot of folks, they just can't handle their own responsibilities. And when shit doesn't go their way, the first person they're looking at is the other person in the room that's happy. You know? I have bad days all the time. And I never once. My mood might be a little bit altered. Yeah, I'm not as hurrah and hooray as I would normally be. But I don't go over and try to F up somebody else's day when that happens. I just don't understand why people always try to do that to other people. I mean, it's just real pathetic. So, as someone who's trying to get on through life, because that definitely screws up our whole entire mentality for the day, you know? I had a podcast recently. I think it was two podcasts ago. You guys could look into it if you're following the podcast. But I kind of touched slightly on this topic where people just feel like because they're having a bad day, they should damper your day, shit on your parade, right? Just to make themselves feel better, like, oh, you know? And it's very disrespectful. It's not the best thing to do. It's not the best way to live your life. And for us who are trying to do better and try to always look on the positive side of things, you know, it could alter our whole entire progress, man. And it's up to us to protect ourselves, protect our six. You know, watch out for people who always dwell on the negatives. Always try to find a way to be upper by taking your spirit and your livelihood and your focus and your mentality, because they're not in the same situation at the time. They might be in a downer mood, you know, and they're sapping your energy. You got to be careful. You got to protect your six. You got to protect your energy and protect your wellness and your well-being. And you got to keep an eye out for that. I was talking to a friend just a minute ago, and a few ways you could do that, he was telling me, is just ignore. Ignoring is a key thing. It's, for me, it's very difficult to do because I like to address situations. So if you address me in a certain manner, it's hard for me to just brush it off, to be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you, hey man, you need to chill the fuck out. All right? But that's just me. And what happened is, he was telling me, hey man, it's not every fight. You gotta choose your battle. It's not every fight's yours, man. Like, when you find these, call them energy vampires, where they suck the life out of you, they suck the happiness out of you because they're not happy, or they suck the energy out of you because they're not energetic. They're, you know, when they come around, what happened is they're looking for a reaction. And for me, the type of guy who is very direct, I see the bullshit and I'm ready to address it, like, yo, because I'm protecting myself. Technically, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not going to let this guy come over here with this bullshit, right? So I'm technically protecting myself by addressing it. But what happened is, that's what they want, right? Because now what happened is, I just used my energy to address them. So I redirect my thoughts and my processes and expanded energy to address them. So now I just literally used up unnecessary energy to even acknowledge them, right? And that is where the problem lies. And you do that for multiple folks or multiple situations throughout the entire day, when you're trying to have a good day, when you're trying to be positive, when you're trying to be productive. And then what happened? You're left with nothing. At the end of the day, you want to kill somebody. Now you're just like them, right? Now you don't have the time and the patience anymore because you've used up all your energy for some bullshit to readdress, to reassure, to stop, to address these type of people, right? So just figure out a way and realize that that is exactly what they're looking for. So just look at that. Look how people operate throughout the day. If you see that negativity, the best thing to do, don't address it. Just walk away. Walk away. Find something else. Realize it. Don't use your energy on it. Focus and tell yourself what is going on in the situation. And realize, don't spend unnecessary energy on these folks. We out. J.P.M.